And we got a nice show today.
I would like to announce my retirement from Good and Nice Speedrun. permanent retirement. Too easy to splice videos.
It's amazing. Oh my gosh.
The DK and Kara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth episode of the DK and Kara Show, covering the summer contest from start to finish. My name is Kara, and I'm sitting here in my underwear because it's too damn hot outside. Alongside me, we have co-host and ultra super whoop-de-doop Rounders fan DK.
What's up, everybody?
Joining in today, we have our usual guests, starting with the Jim Barrett, aka Jimbo.
It's quite cool in here. I have central air.
All right, that sounds great. Also on the show today, providing us with his unmatched rantings and amazing analysis, it's Ryan White, aka Goose.
It's splice to be here today, guys.
Yes, and we have a very special guest today, guys. We're very glad to have him on. It's the 2012 contest champion, David Clemens.
What's up?
Thank you so much for joining in today, David. All right, guys, today's podcast, we will go over some of the matches from last week and discuss them and see what we end up discussing. DK, I'm giving you the floor to lead in the first match of last week. Hit it!
All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump in with the first match that we left off on, which was Sean Johnson, a fan of the rings, versus Softman 25. And so this is kind of a matchup between Sean, who's been fairly strong in past contests, but hasn't been too active recently, up against Softman, who's kind of a newcomer. So it's kind of hard to gauge just how strong he would be. I think some people were predicting that this might be close. And it was indeed, with Sean just winning by a couple of votes, 21-17. Just looking at some of the breakdowns here, Softman seemed to draw a lot of his support, as you would expect from the new school. He won both the new school and newest school. And surprisingly, he got a lot of support from Perfect Dark as well. It won that 5-1. Most of the other categories seem to be controlled by Fanny. Especially North America and the ever-important Goldeneye block, which Fanny won 17-10. And as Jimbo has pointed out a lot on these podcasts, this contest seems to be about, you know, what have you done for me recently? So the most active players seem to come out on top, but Fanny, despite being pretty inactive, managed to beat out Softman by a pretty slim margin. So, Clemens, what did you think about this match? What do you think gave Fanny the edge here?
I think Fanny is just like a really liked member of the Elite. I mean, it seems like there's a very small amount of people that don't like him very much. Even though he's kind of been inactive lately, he's been to VA twice, so that definitely helped a lot. And Softman, I mean, he's been doing some podcasts, which definitely was working in his favor a lot. But Fanny has a lot more speed running talent and all that sort of stuff. So I think even though he's been inactive, I think that definitely gave him a good edge. And I was a little surprised that he didn't win by more than he did. But I guess this year, I think inactivity definitely goes against people a lot more than recent years for whatever reason.
Is Softman, by the way, the best contester of the new Twitch guys this year?
I don't know. I think that's hard to say. It's possible that he might end up performing the best out of the newcomers. Whether he's actually the strongest is hard to say because they're all up against opponents of different strengths. I mean, you could argue that Fanny was not going to be as strong this year just because he's been so inactive, and maybe that's the reason why Softman was able to keep it close. I mean, maybe if Softman had gone up against, you know, someone like YE, a fellow Australian who just crushed a very popular new guy, Mirror Mage, maybe you would have gotten a similar result. So I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell.
I was expecting Softman to lose by a lot more, if I'm honest. You know, when we invited him on the podcast for the last minute last time, I was hoping it was going to be like a troll. Like he was going to come on so full of optimism and then a few minutes later was going to lose like 30-4 or something. I really thought it was going to go that way. I'm surprised he got so many votes. I guess it might be a combination of people really kind of do maybe like his podcasts. And, you know, I think a big deal's made about a fan not supporting same-sex marriage. And there are a lot of homosexuals in the elite. So he probably got anti-voted for that. But yeah, I think Sofian probably is the strongest of the new Twitch eliters. I would say so.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
Yeah, but that's interesting you bring that up though, Goose, because it's hard to pinpoint how much exactly Fanny has been anti-voted. But surely some anti-votes must have helped Softman getting closer to Fanny.
I'm a little surprised, to be honest, that Fanny got 4 European votes and Softman got 5. I don't know why. I feel like usually the European voters tend to vote for whoever is the better speedrunner. But in this case, I think that was the gay marriage factor, perhaps.
The gay marriage factor.
I think we need to add a new voting block.
Gay marriage voting block, yes. I do believe that VA has seen many more European guys coming over, crossing the ocean to be there last couple of years. And I think that's why Fanny got some of the Europe votes, because people actually met him.
But why did Softman get 5 is Clemens's mystery.
And, yeah, and Jim won the European vote pretty well against Max.
Yeah, we will get onto that later. Hold that one, Clemens.
All right, so the next match that we had was Axel Z against Wool. And we had this Axel Z winning this one pretty convincingly, 25-15, so a 10-vote margin. This is kind of surprising to me, considering Wool has been strong, even in recent years, making it, you know, decently far in the contest. He's managed to hold on to a lot of his popularity despite being inactive. You know, Axel Z has been caught up with all this Henning splicing controversy and being right in the middle of all this discussion. So it'd be interesting to see how this actually plays out in the summer contest, whether that, you know, negatively affects his popularity or maybe it makes him more popular. Who knows? The result is that Axel Z won this one very convincingly. And the block that stands out the most to me is the active PR block, which Axel Z won 17-1. Jimbo, how indicative do you think this is of Axel Z's strength going forward?
This is the toughest match of the last week. To kind of summarize, I guess, the 17-1 is absolutely baffling. The Europe 10-1 isn't a total surprise, since he is kind of in the heartland of Europe, and he's pretty tight with all of the active voters there. 17-1 isn't, I don't know. I would like to say it's because he's active, but he's not. I would like to say it's because he's proof mod, but I don't think that's true at all either.
Well, yeah, I think it's not really about Axel. I think this match is more about Wall's popularity sliding away. I mean, he was in the final of 2011. He's an old finalist. This year, he loses the first round. So I think this match is more about Greg Wall losing popularity rather than Axel gaining popularity.
And it definitely establishes my viewpoint of this contest being a what have you done for me lately, and Greg has kind of just quietly slipped into oblivion, I guess.
Wall has pulled out Rafael Nadal at Wimbledon, you know, finals and then second round and first round. He's
exactly.
Really fallen off.
Maybe he's Spanish, after all.
He talks to a pretty exclusive group of people. I guess I'm one of them. But other than that, it just kind of...
You mean the homosexuals?
I think the real issue is Greg kind of just disappeared, and there's only a very small number of people that have any idea where he is, and he pretty much just set after everyone and just only contacts like 2 people and just completely disappeared. And I think, you know, especially after the circuit board scandal, I feel like that almost worked in Axel's favor, just because it got his name out there and everyone just like recognizes him more. I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of brings up a good point. And what I was saying earlier, the fact that he's kind of in the middle of all this splicing controversy and what should we do about cheaters and that kind of thing. So this kind of brings up an interesting question, that is bad publicity good publicity in the case of the summer contest? Or, I mean, does just having your name out there and people seeing you active in the community, whether it's good or bad, help you out? Or,
you know, if you go back to September, which is now 10 months ago, you know, Axel was public enemy number two after Trent. People wanted him, you know, he posts some bullshit train 119 untied. People want his head. But you're right, he did kind of become a victim. And, you know, he's always in the middle of all this controversy, but he's very level-headed. You know, he's kind of like the United Nations. Like, they're in the middle of it, but people kind of respect him still. As far as just having your name out there being a good thing, I'm sure we'll get to this in a couple matches, but I mean, the counterexample to that would be myself. So I don't think that having his name out there is necessarily what helped him. I think it's more of him kind of being, you know, a likable middleman.
I had a conversation with Axel 2 days ago where he confessed that he was still a bit angry at me for not recognizing him as a proof mod when the whole Henning thing exploded, and I legit didn't know that he was a proof mod. And I said, yeah, Tyler is the proof mod, blah, blah, blah. And he just went ape shit.
Oh my God.
He was still angry at me for that. That was kind of cute.
So the next match that we had was Inkosi versus Cum. And Cum had been kind of the big surprise coming out of the play-ins, that a lot of people were not expecting him to beat Jones. There are some people who weren't expecting him to beat Jones. So we have Cum, who got out of the play-in, going up against Inkosi, who I think has changed pretty drastically in the past year. I think most people can agree with that. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this played out, whether or not Cum would have a chance to upset Inkosi here. And sure enough, he just wins the match outright, beating the higher seeded Inkosi 23-20. Looking at some of the breakdowns here, I gotta say that the deciding factor was Perfect Dark. Cum won Perfect Dark 8-1.
That I live to see this day. That's amazing.
I mean, Cum also got, you know, a ton of support from chat. He won that 17-2. But I just wanted to say, like, that's a dominating victory in Perfect Dark.
Does he even own Perfect Dark?
I don't know. And he also managed to split the European vote 6-6, so Inky kind of let Europe slip away there, and that may have hurt him a little bit as well. Inky did take the new school and the newest school and Goldeneye by a healthy margin, but it looks like here, I mean, comes dominant victories in chat and in Perfect Dark. I guess my question would be, and I'll send this over to you, Goose, is this more indicative of maybe Cum being a little bit stronger than we all thought, maybe stronger than a play-in spot would indicate, or is this just a sign that Inkosi was not very strong at all?
I think certainly Cum is stronger than we all thought. You know, I thought Cum was going to be Jones. You know, he's the admin. He's always been a part of the Elite. He's a pretty significant character. But what I think it does show, and what I think we're seeing more and more, is that if you play the video games and you're a top player in Goldeneye or Perfect Dark, and you haven't gone to any meets, I mean, Mark has, but if you haven't really gone to Virginia or any big meets, nobody cares about you. I think that's really the case. In past contests, when, like, the top 10 would automatically get in, you know, we'd see people like Taka and Otto do really poorly in the first round. And I think we're coming to a point now where even if you're good at the games, and even if you post on the forums and stream on Twitch, if you haven't been to Virginia, it doesn't mean anything. And I think Cum, that's why he won here by such a significant margin.
But Cum hasn't been to Virginia.
But he's in chat. Of course, but he's always in chat talking to the people who have been to Virginia. So they care. The Virginia crew cares more about Cum than does about speedrunners.
Okay, I think this is indicative of how a lot of the Elite has been rubbed the wrong way when it comes to Mark, because Mark has been a condescending dick to a lot of people lately. Not saying, I mean, I don't mind the guy. I know he's a joker, but I know Ace can't stand him. I don't know. He might have said some wrong things to Clemens. There's a lot of European players that can't stand and Mark's personality change lately, and I think this is the ultimate anti-vote match, and I wouldn't be surprised if Inky got 10 plus anti-votes, and it was enough to give Cum the victory here. Yeah. No matter who was up against him, I don't think this is indicative of Cum's strength at all. This is a fuck you, Inky type match.
No. I think that's a bit over the top, actually. I think Cum showed his strength in the Mark Jones matchup, and I actually believe that it's too easy to say that Cum only won because of the anti-votes, because I think Cum showed his strength in the Mark Jones match already. The thing is with Inkosi, I just think that a lot of Americans don't actually know who he really is, except for Americans who are in touch with GoldenEye, but there are still so many guys out there who go to VA but not really interested in GoldenEye and Perfect Dark anymore, and you know, they just don't really know who he is, so they vote Cum, and I think that is not to be underestimated, really.
But, okay, so Inky's been to a Sweden meet. He might have been to multiples, and he only split Europe 6-6. He should have dominated that category, and he only took 17-11 with GoldenEye. This goes against recent trends of being a streaming GoldenEye player who goes to meets.
So. I think that the anti-votes came from the people who are closest to him. You know, you're not going to anti-vote someone who you don't know. You're going to anti-vote someone who you do know.
Yep, good point.
So yeah, guys, I believe that Cum is the dark horse already of this contest. And just looking ahead, he's up against Axel Zachrisson. I think that Cum has a legit shot of making the quarterfinals this year. Maybe even go even further. I think, like I said, he is the dark horse of this year. Is there anyone who agrees or disagrees?
I can see it happening, but I don't know. Axel Z's win was... That margin of victory was pretty convincing for me, and I think Cum's going to have a hard time getting over Axel. I don't know.
Clemens, Axel... Goose, what would you set the line at?
I'd say Axel 51, maybe. But, you know, I think there's a good chance Cum is going to be the Jerzy Janowicz of the summer contest this year.
Yeah, why not? Clemens?
I personally think Axel should win fairly convincingly. I mean, I'm kind of more with Jim on this. I think Cum has definitely improved his image a bit, and I think that's going to help him. But I think Mark just really fell apart. I think Mark has just been a big troll lately on the boards, like just constantly trolling. And I think a lot of people just anti-voted him. I mean, 5-5 in Europe is pretty bad for Mark. I think it should have been a lot better. The problem with Mark really is just that Ace just went nuts getting records and everything, and it took a lot of Mark's thunder away, and he really just fell apart in terms of strength ever since then.
Yeah, you got a point there. I agree.
All right, so next up we had Patrick Nilsson versus Eddie Lovins, and these are two guys who have both had pretty long tenures at the Virginia meets. However, this most recent year, Patrick wasn't able to make the Virginia meet, so he's been a little bit quiet over the past year. He's been, you know, traveling the United States, getting drunk off his ass, basically, and having a good time for the last couple months. And Lovins, he hasn't been too active around the boards either. He went on Softman's podcast a couple months ago talking about Silo Dark LTK, but haven't really heard much from him. But Patrick ended up winning this match in pretty dominating fashion, 24-14, so another 10-vote margin here for Patrick. He absolutely dominated Europe and the active vote. Patrick won Europe 8-1 and active players 14-3.
Okay, this match would pit two players against each other, and the theme being is who has more residual popularity, since both have kind of fallen off the radar recently. And Patrick has this charm to him where he just seems to... people seem to gravitate towards him and really like him when they meet him. I'm not to discredit Eddie or anything, but he's really, really quiet in real life. And Patrick is extremely outgoing and, you know, full of stories. And I think the people who have met Patrick and Eddie... in a match of two guys, you can almost, like, flip a coin. Probably by default are going to pick Patrick of his personality.
Yeah, well, Patrick won Twitch 14-3. Even though he didn't stream much, is there anyone here who has seen him streaming? Because God yes. damn, his streams are the fucking best. So what he does is that he gets batshit drunk and then he starts playing Mickey's Speedway with the most ridiculous themed music in the background ever. And I don't know, his streams are just too insane. I mean, they're absolutely great. I don't know if it had any influence on the Twitch voting block at all, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, that Mickey's Speedway. Like, normally, whenever Patrick went to Virginia, pretty much every time I would arrive at the house, the first thing I would hear when I got there was the Mickey Speedway music, because Patrick would always be doing Mickey Speedway on the very first night of Virginia. So like 3 years in a row, that was my welcome to Virginia, is walking in and seeing Patrick playing Mickey Speedway.
Yeah.
All the troll music and the bouncing text and all of that.
Yeah, you know, Patrick is just one of these guys that it doesn't matter which game he plays, he's just incredibly good at it. Clemens, you've met him. Can you confirm that?
Oh yeah, I remember. He was playing Mario Party 2 with me and Alex and somebody else, and he just dominated it. It was pretty bad. I think it was like his second time playing it, and he just totally destroyed us.
This guy is just amazing. I'm very happy that I won one match against him in Mario Tennis. that's my biggest gaming achievement ever.
How many votes do you think you can attribute just to Patrick's contest picture? I mean, damn.
Yeah, he's got probably the best picture in contest history. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. As for how many votes he got, I don't have an educated guess there. Maybe, wow, hey, that's cool. And then Eddie had the whole odd job picture too.
So there are really people who believe that a contest picture would have any kind of influence on a match? I mean, Christ.
Okay, honestly, Patrick and Eddie, to me, they're both two, you know, decent Gold Knight players. They, you know, they've been to Virginia and I haven't. I haven't really talked to them either way. I voted for Patrick because Eddie's profile picture was so stupid. That oddjob picture is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So I'm voting Patrick.
Oh my God.
Damn it. I picked that picture thinking it was awesome.
You sabotaged it, Jimbo.
Fuck, I'm sorry, Eddie. Jesus, man.
Yeah, so when Whiff tells you at the beginning of summer contest season that you should send in a picture that you want to use, because if you don't, he's going to pick a bad one for you, you should probably send one in if you care about winning. I mean, just going back to the previous match, Inky's contest picture was that fucking blurry, ugly old lady picture.
Yeah, what was that about?
That's the one he posted that he said he wanted to use.
Yeah, so. No, I was about to say, I seriously considered voting against Mark just because of that picture. Like, it was the dumbest picture ever. It's almost as bad as Eddie's. Oh my God, don't get me started.
No, do get started.
Adam Matus had a stupid picture. If you have a stupid picture, you're going to lose votes. That's the end of the story.
All right, so what makes your picture a good picture?
My picture was amazing because it says stay true and I look like stoically gazing off into the distance. And the best part is, you know, Theridel's picture was also him stoically looking off from stage.
Yeah.
Those are the two best contest pictures in the whole thing right there.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see how contest pictures play into the rounds going forward. So for all you guys listening out there that are still in the contest, make sure you pick a good picture. Or else you are going to lose.
We need a contest picture voting block.
Huh.
I don't even know how or why or what, but we just need it.
So now I'm going to hand it over to Kara to cover the next set of matches that we have coming up.
All right, guys. The next match is what we call Smack Me Wowzers in Me Trousers. It's an upset. We have Goose losing to Tyler 17-23. Now, I'm saying Goose lost and not Tyler won because 29 people predicted Goose to win this match, where only 6 people expected Tyler or Wodas to win. So take into account that Tyler also comes from a qualifying round. And with this match, we have another big name in Goose going out of the contest. Seriously, I'm shocked to see Goose lose the GoldenEye voting block 12 to 18. Goose, since you're here now, you probably have something to say. The stage is yours. Please tell us how you feel.
Well, there are lots of ways to look at this. I mean, if 29 people predicted me to move through in the first round, then why didn't 29 people vote for me? That's something that I find very odd. You know, I was voted in as a 2 seed, so obviously a lot of people like me enough to vote me in as a high seed. I probably should have been a 1 seed, but some people didn't nominate me because they knew I would get in anyways. So in reality, I'm probably the most popular eliter when it comes to getting nominations and votes and this kind of thing. So what happened here? You know, I made a post about it in the general chat in the summer contest thread, and I truly believe what I said in there is true. I think people are simply jealous of my popularity. You know, they see me getting 500 viewers to play GoldenEye. You know, they feel like failures. They feel like, you know, I'm streaming, nobody wants to watch me, poor me, you know, people are splicing videos, blah, blah, blah. They have to learn to stay true and to never give up, because that's life. You know, life's not about how many times you can hit and how hard you can hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and keep going. And, you know, I lost the contest match, but I'm still here in the podcast talking about it. And, you know, that's life. One thing I can certainly say is I got 17 votes. And I can truly say those 17 people that voted for me are my true friends. When other people get 17, 20, 25 votes, I don't think they are all their true friends. I think many of these people, you know, people kind of say, oh, I don't really know these two people, I'm just going to vote for one. I think that's what happens with a lot of people. But I know the people that voted for me are my true friends, and they truly like me, and I thank them for that. Because I know, you know, who my real friends are, and that's more important in life than having thousands of fake friends.
All right, so bottom line of the story is, it's better to have 17 true friends voting for you than to have 35 randoms voting for you.
You sound like you're gonna cry from my inspirational speech, Hera.
Yes. I've been shedding so many tears over the last couple of days. I can't take it anymore.
You know, this is my mission in life with my stream and my video game play. It's to inspire people, like just like Nick Walenda did walking over Niagara Falls in the Grand Canyon. You know, I just want to inspire people and make them feel like they can do anything.
Ah, yes. Right. Is there anyone who can say something that makes sense about this match? What happened here?
I think a lot of people, they don't know how to handle the direct criticism sometimes that Goose is obviously capable of and what he's known for. He's extremely to the point, which I personally like, and a lot of people probably don't. I would say a lot of, like, it's a minority in society to be one accepting of super direct criticism, whether it be condescending or real, and that's what Goose is known for. Anyway, when I lost to Mark in 2011 by a huge margin, it was a second round complete upset, and I don't know, I guess it was more anti-votes my way and respect votes to the new guy, the new cool guy on the block being Mark back then. And I think there's a lot of similarities between my match then and Ryan's now, because Tyler's popularity probably doubled last year. He had a good showing in CART, kind of more personable at Virginia. And a lot of people were like, you know, fuck this Goose guy. He's a dick on the boards. But, you know, Tyler's all right. I can totally justify anti-voting him. And that's exactly what happened. It shit snowballs into this 23-17 upset, which I completely don't agree with. I'm not afraid to admit I voted for Goose because I support the GoldenEye activity he does. And his level of streaming quality is absolutely unmatched.
Yes.
In the Elite, and I see Ryan as probably the guy to someday make the Elite into a super powerhouse community to compete with, you know, like SDA and whatever other big communities are out there. So I think this is an atrocious loss, and I kind of felt like shit when I saw the result. And nothing against Tyler, but this is stupid. Like, anti-voting still going on in 2013, especially to Goose, is ridiculous.
Clemens, you're an expert on getting your image from not popular up to popular. You know what I'm talking about. You won last year, and you turned things around completely. Do you think there's any chance that Ryan White will ever win the contest?
Well, the thing I found is the best way to get your popularity up is pretty much to just keep your mouth shut. Like, just not even say anything. And I think Ryan White, like, I love him. I just think his downfall is that he never keeps his mouth shut, and he calls people out, and like Jim said, he's right to the point. Like the whole thing with Carl, where he just like destroyed Carl in his stream for like 5 minutes. It was hilarious. But I think that those type of things more or less led to his demise in the match. And I'm a little shocked and baffled, honestly, that Tyler is stronger this year than he was last year, because I really don't understand what he did to become stronger. But it seems like Tyler's a little bit stronger this year.
Yeah, well, the thing is with Goose is that he always has a message in whatever he says, but he tends to bring it into the most trollest, weirdest, most controversial way he can possibly think of. And that's just how he is, you know? He's not like, okay, this is my message, this is what I want to say. No, he presents it with ridiculous examples, probably also mocking people along with it. Just make the whole thing a big, amazing drama around it. Well, the things that he actually tries to say are mostly pretty accurate things.
Yeah, I mean, I really respect the fact that Goose is willing to say however he feels, even though, you know, it might cause people to anti-vote him, or he might lose friends. You know, pretty much anybody that expresses their opinion or stays true to their views, stay true. Anyone that does that, like, you're going to make enemies. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good thing that he has enemies, because it shows that he stands for what he believes in, and he's willing to make that stance, even if it causes him to lose friends and lose the contest.
That will probably also always get him some anti-votes. Goose, do you actually believe that you got anti-voted so much in this match that you lost the match because of that?
Well, I mean, I was compared to the disease that's killed more people in human history than any other thing. So yes, I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if I had something like 12 to 14 anti-votes. But, you know, I think Jim and Clemens are very accurate. You know, I am who I am, and people either like it or they don't. You know, people claim I make shit up. You know, I'm not what I say I am. But truth of the matter is, I am an honorable man. People think I only caught Henning out because I wanted to gain a rank, and that couldn't be further from the truth. You know, do you think it was easy for me to sit here and say, this video is fake, this is going to shake the foundations of the Elite? You think that's easy for me, a man, to stand up and do? No, but I did it because it was the right thing. I know plenty of other people would have seen a fake video and they would have said, you know, I'm going to keep my mouth closed because people don't need to know about this. But I did what I believe in my heart was right, and we're left with the chips as they've fallen. If there's one last thing I have to say, it's that in the world, the people who are most hated are the people who are at the top. You know, who's most hated right now in society? You know, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Barack Obama. These are people who are at the top of their game. I am the Justin Bieber of the Elite. I am the Kanye West of the Elite. I am the Barack Obama of the Elite. And that's why so many people anti-vote me.
All right. So, well, we cannot close this one off by asking you, what's your key to success, Goose?
My key to success is being who I am, staying true, being an honorable man, having Christmas lights in the back of my stream, using silly memes when I talk, playing ridiculous gimmick versions of GoldenEye like DLTK enemy rockets, and being a good player. And that is how you succeed at having a stream and how you succeed in life. But as far as summer contest matches go, I don't know.
I cannot believe that you left out Penny.
Damn.
All right, guys, moving on. We have Isa Smith winning 21-18 against Zerg. I'd say that's a pretty straightforward match, really. Isa won in 2012 against Trent, and then he lost in the second round against Glenn. In 2011, he lost in the first round against MG. It looks like Isa has another tough draw this year by bumping into Jim Barrett next round. Goose, what do you think of Isa?
I think Ice is the perfect example of getting votes because you don't really care about the guy, but, you know, he's okay, so here's a vote. I mean, both the vote of the days we're voting for Cook for Zerg. So how did Ice win? I mean, that shows you that the people who voted Ice were boring and just voted him because, without any really good reason. I think that's really why he won. Ice really creeps me out. He reminds me of like a Julian Assange. You never know what his motives are. And he runs the stream called NLG Organization. Like, that sounds so Illuminati. And just his look and his demeanor, it's like, what is he up to? And I don't understand why people vote for him, but, you know, I'm just one man.
Is there anyone who knows what the NLG organization is? Anyone?
It's similar to the Bilderberg Group and the Atlantic Council.
Yeah, guys, honestly, I don't have anything else to say about this match. Is there anyone who wants to say something? DK, maybe?
I don't know. I guess it's a little bit surprising that Isa won this, considering, you know, Cook's been to Virginia the past couple years, so you'd expect him to get a lot of that support. And you can see that reflected a little bit in the North American block, which Cook won 14-11. I don't know. I think that Ice's activity streaming on Twitch has really helped him out here. I think if not for that, then Cook probably would have won this pretty easily.
I did hear from one European leader that a reason they didn't vote for Cook was because his stream is so troll. It's a bunch of suburban white kids listening to rap music and smoking pot in a basement. So that's the reason they didn't vote for Cook. Mind Fair you, enough. I don't think Ice's stream is much better. I remember one time he couldn't like see chat, and I said, why don't you like move the computer closer? And he said, well, my cat is sitting in my lap. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of excuse is this to not have a proper stream? So again, I have no clue.
Yeah, the morale of that is never get a cat.
I mean, just fuck me with Dylan Thomas's boathouse, because I don't know what to say.
But we are way overusing who's been to Virginia the last couple years. That's bullshit. Like, it's all about, to me, it's all about your exposure as a whole, not how many meets have you been to. Cook was, like, super quiet and shy both years he went. And I don't think that helped his cause at all, even for Virginia attendees. Ice is way more personable, has way more exposure on a whole, like as a whole, than Cook does. And that is what propelled the victory. That's it.
All right. All right, guys. Quickly, the last match we had, Jimbo versus Bully. Jimbo, you won 36-9. Jimbo, you even won Europe this match. You're showing some great potential here to go all the way this year.
Unfucking believable. Thank you, Euros, whoever you were.
Clemens, this question is for you. What are your thoughts on Jimbo this year, and does he have the biggest shot at conquering that shiny trophy this year? Is he the strongest contestant?
I think, yeah, he is the strongest contestant. I mean, I really thought Bully would make it a little bit closer. I was really just blown away that Jim won by such a big margin. I mean, I've always thought since the start that the most, the highest potential people are DK, Jim, and Ace. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, winning Europe by as much as he did really blew me away, because I think Europe was always the block that gave Jim the most trouble. And I think the fact that he's actually winning over the Euro vote pretty well, I think that might actually push him over the edge to win this year.
What do you guys think why Jimbo is getting more Europe votes? DK?
Before I comment on Europe, I'll just say, if you look at the actual vote totals for these matches, this match, Jimbo versus Bully, actually had a higher than average vote total. It had 45 votes. If you compare that to the last couple of matches that we've talked about, which have had between 38 and 40 for the most part. So there are actually more voters in this match. And I think what was important here is that there are more new school voters. If you look at all the blocks as well, there's about 5 additional new school voters in this match. And I think that helped out Jimbo quite a lot. And he dominated in those new school categories, winning 25-5 in new school and 18-4 in newest. So I think that helped kind of extend this blowout.
But I do believe that boundaries between Europe and North America are fading away a bit more.
Well, I mean, certainly people are doing intercontinental meetups, so that helps. I really think this is more about Max's inactivity lately. I think it's a bit of a surprise that he even made the contest. I think probably what happened was Hugo and Dirk and maybe one or two others nominated him in, and that's why he made it. He only had three or four people who were going to vote for him most likely, and that's why he only got 9 votes. I think you could maybe also attribute Twitch to be the reason that the gap between North America and Europe is closing as well, because, you know, Europeans can watch North Americans play, and North Americans can watch Europeans, and they can chat together, and, you know, these could all be reasons for such a large defeat.
Yeah. Well then, guys, I think we've covered everything we have to cover for this episode. I'm giving the floor back to DK to close it off.
All right, guys, that wraps up another edition of the DK and Kara Show. For everyone here at the show today, I'm DK, and we'll see you guys later.
Bye!
I'm no longer playing GoldenEye.
The DK!
Okay, Clemens, hey, did I win last night's match? I never got to check. I went to bed early. How did I do?
Seriously?
Red Bull just...
Did I get over?
Like 40 to 10.
Are you serious? Oh, God damn it, all these anti-volts. Gosh. It's unreal. It was 2013, that, real. Yeah. It was 2013, and people haven't gotten over it yet.
That Deep Sea PA 310 hype being on you over. Sorry.
Matt, and yeah. I thought... He was tough a rel, and I was a powerhouse, whatever.
No. It's the other way around.
That's cool, though.